Boo. It is the 31st of October, 2018. Today we have the Ace of Coins reversed and the Eight of Swords. Emotionally unavailable, or someone is withholding affection. These two do not belong together at all. It's a pretty uncomfortable picture. Love wants to happen for someone, but it can't. The intellectual swords are of the suit of air, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius, and solely of the mind. They lack logic and reason, cold, hard facts. The emotional cups are our human hearts, all soft and squishy and soppy and messy, representing the deep, emotional, watery suits of Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. This would be such a different picture if I were just to get up and move to the other side of the table. The thing to do is to get these cards to flip over. That would be progress. The Eight of Swords is the victim card, air quotes. A blindfolded human stands in the center of a temporary jail, air quotes. She's created for herself from eight long swords stuck into the ground around her in the shape of a circle. She is the only lonely, solitary human on this card. No one seems to be around to have helped her. She is loosely bound with ropes. Why does she not escape? What's her problem? The Ace of Hearts is our cup overflowing, the offer of or beginning of a new love. A full heart. Hovering just outside the jail bars is this glowing cup. Reverse, the contents drain away, wasted. Interesting to me visually are the streams that flow from the cup on this card from the Morgan Greer deck. Reversed, the straight flowing streams also seem to form prison bars. Good Lord, what the hell is the problem here? A perfectly fine-looking human with obvious passions of her own, as we can see from the bright red low-cut dress she is wearing, is prevented for reasons unknown to us from being free, finger quotes. There is love, but she doesn't see it or doesn't want to. That's a big-ass cup, too, a huge overfilled golden goblet. It won't fit through the prison bars, so she has to come out to get it. Why is she fighting this? Behind her on a mountain, looking down at this silly scene, is a rather imposing, dark, Gotham-style city or castle, or even a real prison. The one she's in now is all in her mind, a temporary structure at best. It is not meant to protect her from anything, and certainly won't from her own mind and heart. Has she broken away from this dark place physically, but not yet mentally? I have no time for this victim mentality. I'm turning him over. There. Now. See? The ropes have fallen off, the blindfold has fallen away, the swords are dislodged from the sand. She is free to go. The sky hand of the tarot emerges from the clouds and hands her the upright, glorious, golden flowing cup as a beautiful white dove hovers overhead. My work is done here. This ace is pure love waiting to be born, air quotes, possibly even literally, requiring some restrictions on mom, who may have even been prescribed bed rest, whether she likes it or not. So, happy Halloween. Have a good day. Check out the Facebook page. I'm going to post dancing video dolls voodoo later on for Halloween. And have a good time, be safe, and all that sort of stuff. Bye.